Much of our coverage about September 11th has been about what was lost and destroyed. Neighborhoods, buildings, jobs, lives. Certain things, however, have been created since the attacks. There are new words and new relationships. NPR's Margot Adler asks the question, has there been any silver lining to September 11th?
Here's a little story. At St. Vincent's Hospital in Greenwich Village, there's a stress management center where you can go twice a week to receive massage, acupuncture, and more unusual kinds of healing. It's not the kind of treatment center most hospitals would provide under normal circumstances. It was created almost by chance, a byproduct of September 11th. St. Vincent's was a major triage center after the attacks, and the center was set up to relieve stress, first for the staff and then for the community. Leslie Bryan, who describes herself as an esoteric healer, says the hospital let volunteers use the rooftop patio.
We were outside, and the therapy counselors, the talk counselors, were inside in a gym. And people would come in and sit in chairs, and needles would be put in, and they would just sit there. And a regular acupuncture treatment is about 45 minutes, and then everybody else would go to work.
In other words, massage therapists, Reiki workers, sound healers, and all of the services were free. Many people came because it was easier to do this than to talk about the events, says Brian.
Even now, people, I think, still have a difficult time talking about the events of September 11th if they were directly in them.
When asked if this would have ever happened if the September 11th attacks hadn't occurred, Brian says,
no way would, I think, would the hospital have opened the doors to it. No way would the kinds of people that we've been seeing or we saw, they would not have come to this kind of a place. They're not people that would have walked through the door of alternative medicine. It was kind of felt like Alice stepping through the looking glass.
There are many such stories of small changes that have been the result of September 11th. There are new words, for example, 9/11, let's roll.
Bioterrorism and bioterrorist and bioterroristic, cyber terrorist.
20 or 30 words roll easily off lexicographer David Barnhart's tongue, but he doesn't believe many will last outside of the phrase 9/11. There are new products, especially in the security and forensics field, new types of suitcases to negotiate new airport regulations. But most of the changes people want to talk about are extremely personal. Karen Dubinsky is a marketing consultant in Manhattan who took in a friend who was stranded on September 11th. She couldn't return to her home in Battery Park City. The arrangement lasted 6 months.
I learned to cook, which I hadn't done ever, and I now make roast chickens and meatloafs, and she would grill salmon every night. All of a sudden, it was this new family unit that was very, very important to me.
A year later, her friend has gone home, but some changes remain in Dubinsky's values and attitudes.
The sweetness of day-to-day life and shopping for the meal and cooking the meal and putting it on the table became something I enjoyed doing. And that has held a little bit.
The idea of living life more in the present was a common theme for many. Now, for some people, even the idea of a silver lining seems a bad joke at best. Yuchok Zaidan is a Muslim immigrant and unemployed restaurant worker formerly with Windows on the World.
You know, I have 3 children and family and a house to pay a mortgage for. And I have two children, in college. And I'm out of work right now. And nothing has been good so far. It's been devastating.
Even for those who have not been beset by tragedy or loss, it's easy to tick off the negatives, from the loss of civil liberties to an increase of fear in everyday life. Walking on a beach in Chilmark, Massachusetts on a summer day, I came across Paul Spector, a management consultant and part-time yoga instructor. What do you think people would say if you asked them if they had experienced anything positive out of this horror? He took the question as a challenge and began asking it on the beach. But for days, he says, people looked at him blankly.
I got first a perplexed kind of response from most people. They were kind of struck silent. It took them a while to actually come up with something. They had to soul search to find something. And then some of the answers were, we have a new respect for ordinary people who are police and fire and rescue people in a way that we should have all along. These people put their lives on the line. and a sense that, wait a minute, these guys, not the heads of Enron, are the folks we should be respecting, not the multimillionaires.
Others mentioned political gains. More rights for women in Afghanistan came up. And one frequent theme was that there is a greater acceptance of Muslim Americans. Robert Jervis, a professor of international politics at Columbia University, said that despite several murders and numerous instances of discrimination and harassment, looking at American history, you could have expected far worse.
When you compare the reaction to 9/11 with, say, the reaction in the after the U.S. joined World War I against German Americans, let alone, of course, the internment of the Japanese Americans in World War II, I think there is an acceptance of diversity in the face of some danger that I think is sort of the one bright spot.
Others saw profound psychological and cultural shifts. Robin Morgan, an author and feminist activist who lives in downtown Manhattan and whose searing letters from Ground Zero were all over the internet during the first weeks after 9/11, says the image of a strong man changed. The heroes were those who saved lives.
And most of all, they dared to cry while they were doing it. The shock was so enormous that these real tough guys shot right past the boundaries of, you know, super masculinity or John Wayneism and touched their own humanity. And they sobbed openly, and they didn't give a damn. I mean, they sobbed in each other's arms.
There have, of course, been many words about a new sense of patriotism and community. Calvin Butts, the pastor of the Abyssinian Baptist Church and the president of SUNY College at Old Westbury, says one silver lining is a very fragile unity.
We're not an isolated country with no connections to the rest of the world. And perhaps more importantly, or just as important, is that we are Americans, unhyphenated. The bombs did not discriminate. So don't think that because you're an African-American and you've been oppressed for 400 years, which is all true, that all of a sudden Osama bin Laden, you know, is going to love you. He's not going to love you. He will kill you as quickly as he will kill anybody else.
But the real silver lining, he says, is that many Americans are beginning to look at the world more responsibly.
We are no longer navel-gazing as Americans. I mean, 6 billion, 7 billion people in the world, and half that number has little access to clean water. People understand that a lot more now.
In other words, many Americans have come to understand their privilege for the very first time, and some would say that's a positive outcome. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York. Thank you.